Over the last year, there has been a flurry of news about a disease known as AFM. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has called it a polio-like disease, and many news reports have compared it to polio. Both diseases are mainly contracted by children.
Over the last year, there have been several people under 18 who have been infected by AFM. Susan Arabi-Fard is an epidemiologist for the Bureau of Communicable Diseases at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. She joins us now. Susan, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Just to start here, what is AFM? Often when I have searched it, the actual words don't come up. It's just the acronym.
Mm-hmm. So AFM is acute flaccid myelitis. It's a serious but rare neurological condition. It can cause inflammation of the spinal cord, and that often results in weakness in the arms and the legs. You can have facial drooping, difficulty moving your eyes and swallowing and speaking, and then sometimes you can even have respiratory failure and even death. So it's a serious condition. Luckily, it's rare, and it's something that came on our radar in about 2014. So we're still learning a lot about it.
So it wasn't really something that we'd seen before 2014?
There was a large outbreak in 2014 in Colorado, and there were sporadic cases that had been happening, you know, over the years, but that was our first large outbreak that really brought it to national attention, and then CDC had states step up surveillance and begin surveillance for it because of that outbreak.
So that was about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know what caused that outbreak?
So one of the challenging things about AFM is that it can be caused by multiple things. And also, even more challenging, is even after we diagnose cases, CDC diagnoses cases, in a lot of the cases, we never figure out what caused it. And that's very, you know, very frustrating for scientists to not know, have that answer. We know that it can be caused by certain enteroviruses, which are very common summer and fall viruses that can cause anything from GI symptoms to respiratory symptoms. You know, we're not sure why in a small portion of the population it can cause AFM. It can also be caused by West Nile virus and some of the other mosquito-carried encephalitises. So we really tend to see increases in summer, fall, because of those viruses and the mosquito illnesses.
Okay. So it seems like right now it's generally impacting children or people who are under 18.
That's correct. The majority of cases since 2014 and the majority of our cases in Wisconsin are in children under 18.
How many cases have there been in Wisconsin?
So we are up to 7 confirmed cases as of today.
Okay. So 7 confirmed, and that's since 2014?
No, we had our first case, single case, in 2016.
Okay.
And that was the only other case we've had.
So really, 7 cases, this isn't, I would guess, that significant. It's been compared a lot to polio, I think, because of the symptoms. But do you think that's a fair comparison?
CDC refers to it as a polio-like virus.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
It acts in the same way. The virus might be in the same family of viruses, but not the same, you know, not the actual one that causes polio.
When I hear polio, I think of like an epidemic. You know, so many children were impacted by polio.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like AFM, this is not on the same scale as polio.
That's correct. And I mean, so many people were impacted by polio, but many, many more had contracted polio, but either had mild symptoms or no symptoms. It was just on such a broader scale than this seems to be, and we should be grateful that it has not reached that level.
In Wisconsin, we've had 7 cases, but how many people nationwide have been impacted by AFM?
116 cases nationally, and it doesn't reflect the new confirmed one that we got this morning right before I came up.
Oh, okay. So there was one that was this morning?
Yeah. So if I would have texted you yesterday, we had 6. But this morning, we had 7. And
yeah,
that's what I gave you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so one of those cases was new this morning that we found out about.
How many have been new? Well, I guess all of them have been new since 2016, I suppose.
Correct.
How many have been this year versus 2017, 2016?
So we didn't have any cases in 2017. So these have all been new beginning this summer.
Okay. So there was one in 2016, and now we're looking at an additional six cases.
An additional seven cases.
An additional seven cases. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So it's really kind of stepped up.
It has. And, there's been this odd every other year cycle, and we don't understand that either. I mean, a lot of diseases kind of cycle in seriousness, and so again with influenza, like you'll have a really bad influenza season, and then the next winter it will be less so. So a lot of diseases kind of cycle like that, so we don't know why. This has been really bad in every other year since 2014, so.
I've been seeing a lot of articles that have been shared by parents specifically who are really concerned about AFM. You know, they hear about this disease that they don't really know how it's spread. It's impacting children.
Mm-hmm.
And the symptoms are so catastrophic in a way. What do you tell parents who are worried about this?
I mean, you know, I'm a mother. I completely understand the fear. It's a very scary illness, and you know, some of the kids or people in general, you know, recover fully, and some never fully recover. So it's a serious and very scary disease. Prevention is going to be hand hygiene. I know, you know, that just sounds so basic, but you know, because it is spread by these very common summer viruses, you know, hand washing and things like that are just your best defense. And it's scary that we don't know why, you know, everyone in a family could get the same virus and only one person, you know, comes down with AFM. And we just don't know why. That's what makes the disease so challenging. But, you know, it's incredibly rare. And, you know, if you're going to worry about things, you should worry about influenza right now and getting a vaccine that you know you can get for that, because that's going to kill, you know, many, many, many more children this year than AFM. So it's hard to put things into perspective, but it is a very, very rare disease.
Well, Susan, thank you so much for speaking with me today, and I look forward to seeing more research come out about AFM.
Yeah, we're learning a lot. So, you know, we don't know why we've kind of had these outbreaks every other year. It's very odd. And, you know, with all the specimens that are coming into CDC and, you know, kind of the epidemiology that we can collect from the cases, you know, we're learning more and more every time, you know, there's a cluster of illnesses. So hopefully, you know, down the road, we'll know more from this kind of AFM season, and it'll help us the next time something happens.
Yeah. Well, I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Susan Arabi-Fard is an epidemiologist for the Bureau of Communicable Diseases at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. You can find more information about AFM, flu, and other diseases from a link at wuwm.com.